Brian landed on unstable ground like he was entering an earthquake zone, while Jack and Doc landed beside him a moment later. Ryan's six-hour pistol was up, blasting Muti targets as they exited the crumbling cathedral, shooting low to pop knees and wrench hips, halting the Mutis in mid-run. Jack and Doc joined Ryan, defending this exit as if their lives depended on it, stopping anyone coming up on their rear. Jack ran through the last mag in his MP5K submachine gun, dropping conjoined Muti twins whose bodies were marred by boils heavy with pus. And then, a big bruiser of a Swampy, 8 feet tall and almost square, came charging through like a runaway bull, batting aside other Mutis as he thundered through the open crooked doorway and made a beeline toward Ryan. Ryan fired, emptying his mag, while Doc peppered the beast with .44 caliber lead slugs, then Jack fired his faithful Colt Python, all to negligible effect. The monster lunged for Ryan, reaching out a long arm for his head as Ryan's pistol clicked on empty. A hand grabbed the Swampy from behind, yanking him off his feet by his belt, tossing him high into the air so that he went sailing off toward the crumbling cathedral before smashing against it 5 feet above head height. The hand belonged to Christy, who stood where the Swampy had been, her hair and eyes aglow, a smile on her porcelain face.
Hello, lover. That looked like the start of a beautiful friendship. Sorry I had to break it up.
I'll forgive you. What kept you?
Sister stuff.
Ryan didn't really know what that meant, but he could see the way Christy was aglow with energy, how her motile hair curled around her like coiling snakes, and how her emerald eyes shone like a flame was burning within their depths. He knew she was channeling the Gaia power, and that somehow the other women of the sisterhood were enhancing that power with their own incantations, drawing upon the goddess and firing every last ounce of energy through Christy's body, so that she could do and continue to do the impossible. Around Christy, behind her a few paces, keeping to the edges of Ryan's vision, he saw the Sisters of Gaia as they channeled their power into one another. In that moment, witchfire seemed to crackle between them, darting from one woman to another, from Maisie to Leela, from Leela to Desiree, from Desiree to Liza, and on through each woman in turn, on until it met with Christy, firing her up.
How long do you have?
With Gaia? Long enough. I'm part of the ring now, and a ring has no end.
As the ground began to fall away beneath them, the four companions ran.